Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gina Browning is here from the SPCA serving Erie County with our news hound Daisy, who would be a great companion tomorrow at Paws in the Park.
Absolutely. In fact, on our Facebook page, I even just added a photo of her walking to give people an idea of what she would look like tomorrow if she was walking a Paws in the Park.
Hey, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paws in the Park, this is going to be a huge event. It always is, right?
This will be even bigger because it's our 25th anniversary. So we're celebrating. There are some people who have done this walk all 25 years.
Wow.
Do you believe that? It's really become an autumn tradition. You know, what started out as just a fun small fundraiser has become a tradition in this community, and we so appreciate the people who come out and do this walk and support us.
All right, and this is tomorrow, and you can still register, right?
Oh, yeah, you can register online today, just in the beginning of the day, though. If you don't register by early today, then you have to come tomorrow. We start at 8:30. We made it a little earlier this year, so you can come on and check in at 8:30, and the walk starts at 10 this year, not 11. As we've usually done, 10 o'clock this year, and we have a lot more going on, so we thought let's make it a little bit earlier this year.
All right, and it's going to be perfect weather. When you look at it tomorrow, like 60 degrees, perfect walking around weather. If you're out with dog for an extended period of time, that's what you want.
Oh, yeah, and I think people are going in thinking, oh, what if it's not so sunny? What if it's not 80 degrees? If you're at a dog walk and you're talking about 4, 5, 6, sometimes 700 dogs, that's tough. That's a tough thing for the dogs, especially when it's so warm. So tomorrow might actually, it's shaping up to be quite perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of preferred, weather tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about Daisy, our news hound.
This 7-year-old girl, we've got, finally, a Labrador Retriever mix. There are people who are just waiting and looking for labs. 7 years old, this girl is very shy at first, and it took us a couple days to work with her. Our behavior and enrichment team let her chill out a little bit, and after she finally started getting a little used to the shelter environment, she started warming up to people. So now you look at this dog who came in earlier in the month. She is like a completely different dog because of the work our behavior and enrichment team has been doing, and she is available at our West Seneca shelter at 11 o'clock today.
A beautiful looking dog, too. I think this is the kind of dog that a lot of people look at, and that's what they picture when they're saying, wow, I'd like to adopt a puppy or a dog. This is the kind of dog I want.
Oh, yeah, and actually, her being a little nervous at first, it's truly indicative of her. She was in a home where she was very loved, but it was a one-person household. Her owner became ill, and unfortunately, for several reasons, couldn't keep her anymore. And you see a dog who's just not used to this type of environment.
It takes some time, yeah.
That's
They're definitely have some anxiety there. Mm-hmm. All right, she's available at 11 this morning?
That's right.
Okay.
11 o'clock in West Seneca.
11 o'clock, head down. As always, you can see the photos up on our Twitter feed, at News Radio 930. You can check out Daisy and then go check her out in person. You'll want to do that at the SPCA. And so you already have all the dogs in your household. Paws in the Park. That's where you want to be. Heading out tomorrow, and you can still register. How do you do that if you want to register, like, right now?
You can go right to yourspca.org and sign up, or if you can't do it but you want to help out, you can pledge an existing walker.
Oh, that's another great idea, too. So if you can't be there, you could help somebody else out and help out the SPCA in return.
That's right.
And perfect weather tomorrow for Paws in the Park should be about 60 degrees. You know, not too much sun, not too cold, not too warm.
Perfect.
It's, like, perfect for you to go out there and walk around.
That's right. That's right. If we had to order weather, that would be it.
Gina, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, I'm glad the weather is going to be so good for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gina Browning with the SPCA serving Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.